his tight end Chris Baker, I was so happy because Michael was pretty sure the next time I asked you why they never throw you the ball that you were going to punch me in the nose. So I was so happy they threw you the ball so I didn't have to ask again today. Were you getting ready to punch me in the nose if I'd asked it again?
No, I definitely wasn't going to do that. But I was happy I got a catch yesterday, too. So,
were you the primary guy on that play? Were you the guy he was looking for, or were you the outlet?
No, I was more the outlet on that play. But we had ran that play twice in practice. I actually caught him both times in practice, too. So I knew I had a chance to get the ball there, but,
you know. You know, it's funny. We're so conditioned by the TOs and Keyshawn when he played. Did you ever play with Keyshawn?
No,
he didn't. He was gone by that point.
Yeah.
I mean, Keyshawn and Ocho Cinco, all these guys, all receivers, asked for the ball. I don't remember any tight end saying, you know, throw me the damn ball. Do you ever campaign for yourself in meetings, offensive meetings, or go up to Brady or the O coordinator and say, look, I can do this, just so you know?
I've done that in the past when I was in New York, you know, with me being a new guy, you know, still and just trying to fit in really right now. So it's not really my, you know, I just let those guys decide what they want to do. And, you know, if I'm part of that, you know, in the passing game, then I'm part of it. If I'm not, I'm not. So, you know.
As a result, I would hope as a result that maybe you've seen something different from the blocking game. Have you taken a different approach to blocking and gotten some satisfaction out of that? Because I would think most quote-unquote receiving tight ends get their satisfaction from catching the football.
Well, I mean, for me, I look at myself as an all-around tight end. You know, I feel I can be pretty effective in the passing game, and then also I can be effective in the running game and, you know, even protecting the quarterback. So, you know, really, it comes down for me just going out and doing my job, you know, what they ask me to do to help us win. That's what I'll do, you know. I mean, like I said, I'd like to be more involved in the passing game, and, you know, I feel I'm capable of doing that. I've done it, and I can still do it, and, you know, but at the same time, what they ask me to do, that's what I'm going to do, and, you know, that's the way I approach it.
I was going to say, you lobbied your quarterback to throw you the ball more when he wasn't named Tom Brady. Is that what you were saying, basically?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was different. I had been in New York for a few years, and, I had a better relationship as far as, you know, knowing, being there with Chad, being there with the coordinator, you know, offensive coordinator and stuff like that. So I was like, you know, look, you know. But I wouldn't do it publicly. I mean, I'd always do it, you know, hey, you know, on this play here, you know, I'm going to beat this guy on this, you know, or something like that. So going into the game, I knew what plays that, you know, I had a real good chance of getting one-on-one coverage. And, you know, I have confidence in myself that I can win those matchups.
I asked Sammy Morris the same question. I'll ask you the same question, and I'm sure you guys are asking yourselves this every day. Why is the second half performance not the same as the first for this team offensively right now?
I don't know. I mean, if I knew, I would do something to try and change it. But why, I'm not sure. You know, we came out yesterday, scored, you know, we didn't even punt in the first half, you know.
Brady looked almost perfect.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, and why it's different in the second half, I really can't tell you, to be honest with you. I mean, it's not that we don't come out with energy or whatever it may be. We just are not getting it done in the second half. And, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, I don't know the answer to.
And speaking of something you probably don't know the answer to, when you were in Miami after that game was over and you said to yourself, okay, how do we lose that game? Did you have an answer at that time? I mean, how do we lose that game that seemed to be in the bag?
You know, I still don't have an answer. I didn't have an answer yesterday, and I still don't have an answer. And there's been a few games like that this year, you know, where we completely outplayed the other team. And, you know, just for whatever reason, we just didn't win the game in the end. You know, it's come down to, you know, the Indy game and, you know, even in the Denver game, I felt as well. And we just didn't get it done in the end. And, you know, when you have games like that, it's extremely frustrating.
What's the plane ride home like?
Actually, I rode home with my wife, my son, and my dad yesterday. So, but that was a quiet plane ride too. You know,
even with them, huh?
Even with them, yeah. You know, just watched a little bit of the Sunday night game, and you know, just tried to, you know, go over things in your mind, like what happened in the game, why get the job done. So, you know, that's what you usually do. That's why it's usually quiet. Guys are thinking about what went wrong in the game.
Is your dad a guy who goes over the game with you? what happened on this play? What'd you do on that play?
A little bit. You know, he's come to all our home games, and you know, he came to the game in London. He came to the game yesterday, and so he has a pretty good perspective on a lot of the stuff going on. So you know, I talk about things with him here and there, and you know, we just kind of, you know, I he's somebody I can bounce opinions off of and things like that, and vice versa. So.
When you're watching a Sunday night game after a loss, is it hard to concentrate on that game without thinking about what happened in your own game?
Yeah, I mean, you do that some, and I mean, even if we win, you're always thinking about what, you know, plays in the game, what you did, and you know, just different things that happened in the game, no matter what. I mean, you think about that night, and when you go to sleep, and you wake up in the morning, you wake up early because you're still thinking about, you know, replaying things in your head from the game, and then you go and watch film, and it kind of gets out, you know, okay, you see exactly what happened, and then you move on to the next, you know, next team. So. You know, it's a part of that, just of being a player, that, you know, win, lose, or draw. You've got to just going over the game in your head.
How is it, as far as turning the page and moving forward, is it harder with a one-point gut-wrenching loss like yesterday, or where you got your rear ends handed to you the week before from New Orleans? Which one's easier to bounce back from?
You know, I mean, the way things are viewed around here is, you know, once we're done with the game, we're done with it. No matter if it's a big win or if it's, you know, it's a loss, like, you know, how we had the last 2 weeks. So really, you just kind of put it behind you. Once we go in there and watch this film and you know, get the game plan and get started on the next game, it's, you know, we focusing on that. And you know, by the time Wednesday rolls around, you're really focused on your next opponent. And, you know, that's the way you have to do it no matter what, because, you know, the weeks come quick.
Is there a play from yesterday that you're not looking forward to seeing on film? Is there a play where you sat there and you went, oh, man, I don't want to look at this one? Or vice versa, the catch or whatever, is there a play where you're thinking, yeah, I want to see that one?
You know, I mean, not really as far as me. You know, I felt I went out there and played pretty well against Porter and Taylor. You know, I mean, I played against those guys for, you know, forever, it seems like, and, you know, since I've been in the NFL, so. You know, and I feel I did pretty good yesterday as far as on that aspect. But, you know, that's what the film, you know, you go in and watch the film and get a clear understanding of what you really did. And so it's not anything that I'm looking forward to or not looking forward to, really. You know, it's just going and studying the film and getting better from what you did.
You know, when you're used to winning, you'd hate to lose to anybody. I understand that. But I can imagine there are certain guys you really hate to lose to. And Joey Porter strikes me as one of those guys. You know, just talks a lot. He walked into the stadium. You probably didn't see this. Walks in. He's got the fatigues on. And, you know, he does his little weekly segment with the NFL Network. Is he the guy you hate to lose to most, or is there somebody else in the league who even trumps him?
I mean, you know what? Like I said, I told you guys before, like, he doesn't have much to say, you know, when I've played against him personally and, you know, in the past. And so, I mean, he didn't talk much yesterday. I mean, I know about the fatigues and all that stuff. But, you know, that's for him to get psyched up and, you know, for the fans or whatever, which is fine. But, you know, I don't buy into that too much, you know, no matter what. But, you just hate to lose anybody. You know, you hate to lose any team because, you know, obviously a division game is more important. For me, I hated to lose to the Jets, obviously, for my own reasons.
But, right.
You know, you really hate to lose anybody, especially when you have a chance to win the game.
From where you were, what happened on 4th and 1 that broke the play down?
Actually, I was on the backside, so I haven't seen it yet. You know, I wasn't at the point of attack, but, you know, I cut my guy down, so I really didn't even – a lot of times you get to see kind of what happened. I didn't really see what happened on that play because I was on the backside.
You were on the ground and on the backside anyway.
Exactly, so I didn't see it, but, you know, I'm sure I'll see it. But from what it sounded like when I got to the sideline, it sounded like they had a lot of guys kind of in that area where we were trying to run the ball. And, I don't know. You know, I haven't seen the play yet.
We appreciate the time as always. Thanks for coming in. Good luck next week.
All right, thank you.